From the Earth to the Moon, we've got you covered in today's edition of CNN Student News. We're going to get started in the Bronx. Yesterday, we reported on a train accident in that borough of New York City. Four people were killed and more than 60 others were injured when seven cars jumped the tracks. The big question now is, what happened? Was the train going too fast? Was there a problem with the brakes? Was human error involved? Investigators are getting information off of event recorders that were on the train, and some of the passengers are giving their stories of what happened.
I got thrown across back and forth, and we came to like a halt, and there was just people screaming.
Early Sunday, a throng of rescue workers scoured the grisly scene, one rail car nearly plunging into the river where divers checked for bodies underwater.
I can see some people like flying from my left side to the right side. I can see people from the back. It's just crazy.
At 7:20 a.m., the commuter train carrying 150 passengers on its way to Grand Central Station from Poughkeepsie approached an extremely sharp curve that required a speed limit of 30 miles per hour along the Harlem River, compared to the straightaway prior requiring a speed limit of 70 miles per hour.
The curve has been here for many, many years, right? And trains take the curve, but it can't just be the curve.
The train conductor said he tried to apply the brakes, but says they didn't work as all seven cars derailed, barreling off the tracks.
By the time I looked up, it was completely going off its track, and there was just like the rubble from under the tracks, like flying like at my face.
Only 1,700 feet away from a previous July derailment, that's where 10 garbage freight cars flipped on their sides.
We don't know what the train speed was. We will learn that from the vehicle event recorders.
This is the second passenger train derailment in 6 months from Metro North. In May, an eastbound train derailed in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and was hit by a westbound train. 76 people were injured. Sunday's crash, eerily similar to the train that derailed in northwestern Spain, killing 79 passengers. In that crash, the train was approaching a sharp turn. Security video showed the shocking moment the train, going more than twice the speed limit, hurtled off the tracks. Officials are looking into what role, if any, speed played in the Bronx accident.
Next story today, Merrill Newman is 85 years old. He's an American, lives in California. In October, he took a 10-day tour of North Korea. He never left North Korea. The country shuts itself off from most of the world. It's run by a dictator, Kim Jong-un, who can be unpredictable. So it's hard for other countries to know what the North Korean government is doing or why. Merrill Newman was detained by North Korean officials right before his plane left. Another American, Kenneth Bay, was arrested in North Korea last year. They could be released soon, but as one expert says, when it comes to North Korea, nobody knows very much.
I can understand that in the U.S. and Western countries, there is misleading information and propaganda about DPRK.
North Korean state media released this video over the weekend of detained American tourist, 85-year-old Merrill Newman, reading a handwritten apology. Pyongyang saying Newman admits he's guilty of big crimes when he fought for the U.S. in the Korean War, killing civilians, working with anti-communist guerrillas, and planning now, 60 years later, to try to meet up with them. The video shows Newman signing the four-page statement he read on camera, dated November 9th, and sealing it with his thumbprint in red ink. What happens to him next isn't clear after being held since late October, taken off a plane just as his tour group was leaving. The White House is now weighing in, a spokeswoman saying the U.S. is deeply concerned, calling on North Korea to release Newman and fellow American Kenneth Bay, now held for more than a year. But one expert says that could complicate an already sensitive situation.
North Korea doesn't want to give the impression to the world that North Korea is giving in to the demand or pressures coming from Washington.
Former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson, who says his North Korean contacts aren't responding, told CNN on Sunday that Kim Jong-un isn't following North Korea's usual pattern of releasing Americans after getting a purported confession.
So this is baffling, but this is a new regime of the new leader, and I suspect he's sending different signals, but nobody knows what those signals are.